so much for your help on this project. I really think it's going to help out our research a lot. That's just wonderful. Oh, excuse me. Yes, come on in.
Thank you.
I'll be with you in just a minute. So you'll fax me a copy of the gravestone rubbing this afternoon? Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, I'm hoping it'll clear up some things, too. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. All right, talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thanks for your patience. How can I help you two gentlemen this morning?
I'm Agent Ryan, and this is Agent Graff. We won't take up much of your time this morning, Doctor. We have a few questions that we're hoping that maybe you could help us with.
I'm happy to help however I can.
Shoot.
Have you heard from either Dr. Atwater or Justin Cardaman within the last 24 hours?
Richard? Well, I spoke with him by phone yesterday.
And that conversation pertained to...
Pertained to canceling a dinner date. Why? Has something happened?
You might say that. Then you haven't had any contact with him since 9 o'clock last night?
That sounds about right.
Did he seem nervous or excited, perhaps?
Well, Richard is under a lot of stress lately, but... No, I'd say he sounded pretty normal. What's going on?
Dr. Atwater and Dr. Cardaman are wanted in connection with the death of Robert Elliott. As of this morning, it appears that they may be considered fugitives from justice.
Richard, a fugitive? What, are you serious?
Do you have any knowledge of their present whereabouts?
I really can't think of anything. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hi, Hallie. Hey, guess where we are right now? We're on the lam. You busy?
Well, yes. Actually, I am. I'm with a couple of FBI agents.
Well, isn't this exciting? Aren't they clever? Richard, guess what? Hal is talking to the G-men right now. All right, give him the brush, Hal, because we got to talk.
There are some areas of the human mind, and indeed of the world we live in, that were never meant for investigation. There are always those who delve into the darker worlds of knowledge, and many pay with their sanity for their interest. Some of these unfortunates are taken in by the Hayward Foundation, an organization that studies paranormal experiences and their effects on humanity. It is cases such as these that are sent to a restored mansion in a small coastal town in Maine, a center for the care and study of the insane. Since the 1920s, this place has been known as the Hayward Sanitarium.
Can I just put you on hold for a second?
Hurry up about it. This is long.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but this is a very important call. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, we don't want to intrude.
Please inform us if you learn anything.
Oh, of course. Goodbye.
Good day, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, now where are you really?
We're in one of them stopping mobs out here in the sticks.
What the hell is going on? The FBI says you're wanted for murder.
Well, Trumbull sent Deputy Morris to haul us in for killing Robert, but, well, hell, we decided not to go, so we took him hostage instead.
Hostage? God, are you insane?
How can I be insane when I'm traveling with my own shrink? Look, Hallie, someone set us up, and you have to help us.
Help you? Well, it sounds like you're beyond help
now,
to me.
Now, everything's going to be fine, Hallie. Now, just listen to me, and I'll tell you what you need to do.
Locating the blueprints of the walls for the authorities?
Yes, Doctor. I had them sent to the Department of Corrections. Their inspection is scheduled for Friday.
Good.
In addition, Agents Ryan and Graff requested another meeting this afternoon.
Oh, well, that will have to be later, of course. Are they in the office now?
Yes. Dr. McLeod is with
them. Very well, then. See that we're not disturbed, please, Agnes.
Certainly, sir.
I hope I haven't kept you waiting too long, gentlemen. I appreciate your patience.
Hello again, Carl. It's been almost 15 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been so long, yes. Joseph. My temper's future.
Yes, it does.
Dr. Hoffman, may I present Mr. Stuart Pollard?
Ah, Mr. Pollard. How do you do?
I do fine, Dr. Hoffman.
Be seated, gentlemen, please.
Thank you.
I wish Dr. Sutcliffe and I could be here under more pleasant circumstances.
Of course.
Well, we have a lot of ground to cover, gentlemen. There's a lot of concern in Boston about what's been happening up here and how it's going to affect the Foundation's public image. Please, both of you take a copy. As the seminal branch of the entire Foundation, the Sanitarium has a special niche among our various research projects. But, quite frankly, Dr. Hauptmann, the situation up here has us thinking of this place more in terms of a liability than an asset.
I beg your pardon.
Go ahead, Pollard. Tell him.
The feasibility of maintaining this facility as a research hospital is being seriously questioned by the trustees.
Are you serious, Dr. Sutcliffe? The Foundation would never close down the sanitarium, would they?
It's not good, Dr. McLeod. Up until now, most people had forgotten that there was any kind of research going on up here. You've been so quiet for years. Should the state inspection show that security needs extensive modernization, my funding might not be able to handle it.
If the government agencies decide to pull the licenses, it's all moot regardless. Now, Dr. Hauptmann, let's start with the ethical charges against Dr. Atwater. That seems to be where all of this begins.
To the charges against Atwater, too. So you turn anything up at his house?
Nothing really, Sheriff. Morris said they took a whole bunch of papers and such with them when they bolted, though.
Oh, no, did he now? Well, it might be important. You hear from the bank yet?
Yeah. They both made last withdrawals last night at the bank machine down by the docks. About an hour after they dropped Morris.
We didn't get the APB out till after 3. Well, I'll give the state boys a call. Tell the feds they might be trying for the state line. They sure didn't get that money to spend around here.
Deputy Morris, the base.
Trumbo here. Go ahead, Morris.
I'm out here at Christian's Gas and Go, Pete. Won't get said he saw two fellows fitting the profiles of Atwater and Cardin stop and use his outside phone last night. Probably not too long after they dropped me off. Says they drove off in an expensive-looking gray car. Didn't catch the make, but I'm pretty sure it's them.
Hold on there a minute, Mark. Now, let me get this straight. They were at Christian's last night. Did Gibb have any idea where they might have been heading?
Gibb says they headed off down towards the coast.
Sheriff's office. Yeah?
I'm not sure they would have headed to the main road. Mark, get me the troopers.
They're on the phone already, Sheriff. Sheriff. They got the car. Yeah? Yeah? All right, we'll be right there. They found it pulled off the side a mile or so away from the Wallace Farm on Griffin Road, over by the inlet where old man Wallace ties up his boat. And Sheriff, Wallace is there with him, and the boat's gone.
Morris, the state boys just found their car up by the Wallace place. Looks like they took off in Wallace's boat. Now, we'll meet you there. Wallace's boat? I don't believe it.
Sheriff?
I don't believe it. I know that boat. I've been crabbing in it. Henry Wallace hangs his trolling motor in his kitchen. How far could they get with one penny cash? Come on, Morris.
Didn't even have any oars.
Calm yourself, Richard. Now, there are people going to be checking out the coastline till sunup and not cruising around here. That's good.
I guess you're right. Feels good to stop walking. Get down. I don't think so.
Look, nobody ever said that the life of crime would be easy. I just heard a shot. They might be watching Gordon's house.
Might be right. Looks pretty clear. You want to try those windows?
Yeah. Good. Come on.
All right. All right. Oh, damn.
Richard. I think this one's open.
Shh. After you, Doctor.
Thank you.
I'm not cut out for this.
Come on, Richard. Ow! Okay, it goes this way. Come on in.
We safe enough here if we don't show a light. But first things first, let's find Park's car. Give me a second for my eyes to adjust.
Oh, I think he has a spare set in his desk.
He's telling us a report it's stolen. Maybe we should leave him a note.
Leave him a note? Are you serious? Look, we'll call him when he gets back from that conference if it bothers you that much.
Meantime, we can get some shut-eye. Just remember, if the phone rings, don't answer it.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, let's set the alarm clock.
Yeah, we don't want to miss our own diversion. That is, if Malcolm goes along with it.
Sure hope so.
Don't you have a proper container for those samples? If it gets contaminated, I'll report to the Dr. Hoffman.
I'm sorry. I was in a hurry. And the carrying container is all in the lab.
Excuses, Mom. Now, look here, Pearson. You do reasonably well, usually, all right? No harm done this time, I suppose. But get along with you now. Carefully, mind. Oh, listen, as long as those samples are all right, I may say more about this.
Thank you, Dr. McLeod. I really appreciate
this. If I ever see you not following proper procedure again, it'll be a different story.
Yes, Doctor.
Yes, all right. Now get along with you.
Pretty well. Richard, keep your head down. Oh. Keep your phone, man.
Sorry.
Turn around.
Well, I think it's safe to assume by the lack of confusion that we haven't missed our diversion yet.
Damn, it's cold up here. I don't know how you Yankees stand it year after year.
The Yankees, it could be worse.
How?
It could be raining.
Whoa! I thought you said a little fire. Well, maybe Hallie and Malcolm were trying for a little extra credit.
Extra credit?
No. I think the bark was worse than the bite. Look.
You might be right. Well, we're starting to bring out the patients. Okay, keep your eyes peeled. Right. Be ready for anything.
Yeah, you just stay down.
Just keep moving, please. Move outside and move away from the building. We need some space here.
Okay, the fire department's on the way. Have they cleared out maximum security yet?
They have enough straitjackets, but they need at least two more wheelchairs. Get them from the medical wing and hurry up. The smoke is starting to get bad.
Oh, they probably need all the help they can get.
The most imminent danger is smoke in the lower east wing, Doctor. But we're evacuating everybody, according to plan. Dr. McLeod is supervising the evacuation of the maximum security ward.
Good. And the fire department?
They're on their way now. We should have everybody outside before they get here.
Very well. Gentlemen, we must ourselves follow the plan. Outside, please.
Oh, good, you're all right. I think everybody's out of the office upstairs. Claude is raving about the archives. Have you seen Malcolm?
He's been inside, but apparently all right.
Doesn't look so bad from out here.
No, there's no structural damage, just pull the windows out. Dr. Hauptmann, how do you control the inmates in this kind of situation?
Well, as you see over there, the patients are directed to specified exits and kept in their ward group in a safe location on that open field. The entire staff is familiar with the procedure, and I have impressed upon them that it is vital the procedure is followed to the letter.
What about the dangerous patients?
They are sedated and placed in restraints and escorted out in wheelchairs from that door over...
The door where those two men with guns are?
Richard!
Freeze!
FBI!
Oh, Richard, we've been spotted. Come on, grab Dermot and let's boogie. Come on.
All right, here we are.
Back off, over there.
Don't you... All right, follow me. Come on. Right. Richard, not that way. The G-Man got his car off in the car. Damn, what are we going to do?
All right, we have to go back inside.
Come on. Into a burning bed? Are you crazy, Richard? No. Oh,
trust me. I know what I'm doing, Justin. Come on.
All right. Oh, look out. I'm right behind you. Come on. You're just a regular Albert Einstein. Let's see if he gets out of this one. With all the cops out there, we could probably just wait for this door to truck and hide the...
Great. Okay, just stay close and the elevators are still working.
Elevators? I am not getting in any elevators.
I don't want to take him down the stairs.
Down?
Yes. Okay, you take the chair. Okay. Ready? We're going.
Yes, sir.
Going down.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but there's a tunnel at the lowest level of a basement that goes out to the old servant quarters. I used it when I saw Maria. No one else knows about it.
Well, let's just hope it ain't on fire.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Hurry up. Come on.
The smoke is thinning out a little. The tunnel entrance is down here.
Damn, it's cold down here, Richard. Hell, I'd go crazy, too, if I was locked up in a funhouse like this.
Well, the tunnel's not any better.
That's far enough.
Chester!
Let's see those hands, Doctor.
No one knows about it, huh, Richard?
Well, who do you think showed it to me in the first... Chester, I can explain.
I'm sure you can.
Dermot is going to die if he stays here. I think that he discovered something when he was doing his research in Haiti. And to keep him quiet, they put him in here. They pumped him so full of drugs and God knows what else that everybody thinks he's a raving lunatic. Now that I've discovered he's not, I've been framed, and Dermot is going to be kept quiet permanently.
All right, look, that's the long of it, and now here's the short of it. We got to get this boy the hell out of here and get to the bottom of it all, and that means you're going to step aside and let us through.
Please, Chester.
I'm afraid I can't do it, Doctor.
What? Why not?
Because you'd never make it on your own. They'd be on you quicker than a duck on a June bug. If you want to get out of here, you best come with me.
Chester, come on, Justin.
I don't mean to be rude, Chester, but wouldn't this be a whole lot safer if you just slowed down just a little?
They'd be on us in a second. Don't worry there, fella. I know these woods like the back of my hand. Now hunker down there and stay put. Be at the road soon.
Just hope they don't have any roadblocks up.
Richard, I'm almost afraid to say this, buddy, but I think we're finally out of the woods. We can relax some.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe we made it. Damn! Hey, you had a chance to look at Hermit yet?
No.
What's wrong with you, Richard? Are you all right? Wait a minute. Richard, you're cold as ice. Hell, we've been through this before. Hang on, Richard. You're going to fight it. I'm going to help you, okay? Chester, pull over.
What's the matter?
Just pull over now. Hurry. Come on, Richard. You got this. All right, I'm going to lay you down right here, okay?
Oh, he's cold as ice.
No, I know. Okay, damn, this is bad, Richard. All right, here's my rabbit's foot. Now, you hold that mojo tight here, okay? Chester, can you find a hazel tree? You know what one is?
Yeah, but burn, all right.
Okay.
Better.
I need me a stick of hazel, all right? All right. Damn. We need some rum. Thanks, Chester. You got any rum or anything to drink in your truck?
I got a bottle of whiskey in the glove box.
Whiskey, all right. Whiskey, hell, it's better than nothing. Just get it quick. And matches. Right. You got any matches, Chester?
Yep, I got matches too.
All right, come on, Richard. Just hang on, Richard.
There you go.
All right. Now take that branch and draw a circle around Richard, okay? Now hurry up.
All right.
100 proof. Oh, I hope this works. Just hang on, Richard.
You're pouring it out.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll buy you some more, Chester. Yeah. All right, Chester, just stand back. Hang on, Richard, please. Just hang on, all right? Hey, hey, bamba, hen, hen, kengo batete, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, bamba, hen, hen, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li. Hey, hey, bamba, hen, hen, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li. Hey, hey, bamba, hey, hey, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li. Hey, hey, bamba, hen, hen, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li. Hey, hey, bamba, hey, hey, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li. Hey, hey, bamba, hey, hey, kongo bafiote, kongo mundela, kongo dokila, kongo li.
Kongo
Evan Vata Abana Doki.
I am Bama Bamba, Lama Sama, Mana, Evan Panta, I am Bombay Bombay, Lama Sama Pana, Evan Panta, Pana Joki. I am Bamba Bombay, Lama Samana Kwana. Aya Bamba Bombe Lama Samana Evan Panta Aya Bamba Ya Bombe Lama Samana Kwana Evan Panta.
But damned. It worked.
What the hell was that?
That's what we're gonna find out, Chester.
You have been committed to Hayward Sanitarium, written by Matthew Bocco and David Johnson. Episode 10, directed by Kevin Swan, produced by Richard Fish, associate producer Ron Keith. Sound design by John Weber. Engineering and Foley team led by John Weber, including Richard Fish, Steve Johnson, Tony Brewer, Ron Keith, Jason Cole, Kevin Swan, David Wren, and Alex Powers. Featuring Mike Kelleher, Mike Sherman, Alexandra Ofterheide, Richard Fish, Kevin Swan, Tom Holicky, Karen Atkins, John Ballmer, Daniel Gettled, Joel Marsh, Jim Fields, Nels Berner, David Wren, Mike Price, Alex Powers, Shannon Williams, Christine Williams, Jason Cole, John Weber, Isaac Kalumbu, Ida Mazarura, Elaine Litzy, Jeff Stone, Ron Keith, Heather Lee Hitson, Tony Brewer, Justin Bell, and Laura Wagers. Special thanks to Ron Dye and Guy Cunningham. Studio facilities provided by Lodestone Productions and Studio V. Copyright 1997. Hayward Sanitarium is made possible by grants from Lodestone Productions, the Bloomington Area Arts Council, and the generosity of its cast and crew. Hayward Sanitarium is a last-minute production. Tapes of Hayward Sanitarium are available by calling 1-800-411-MIND. That's 1-800-411-MIND.